It's time for a weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural events. Rich, several big dance events, holiday-themed dance events going on for this holiday season.
Yeah, and it's not the Nutcracker. You know, normally the Nutcracker is what we're thinking about when we talk about holiday dance, and we will be talking about that in coming weeks here, but the sort of holiday dance we're talking about here kind of has its roots in things like A Christmas Carol, another 19th century holiday celebrations. There are several groups in the area, including Lexington Vintage Dance and the Capital City Dance Society that put on holiday dance events that are more like 19th century group dances and things of that sort, like Fezziwig's Ball, which is exactly what Lexington Vintage Dance calls their event, which is on Saturday night at the Carnegie Center, and it's sort of set to be like Fezziwig's festive Christmas party from A Christmas Carol, and the folks from the Vintage Dance Society get all dressed up and do their dances, and you can join in. You don't necessarily have to come in a vintage period outfit. They ask you to dress nicely, but you can come and learn some of the dances and partake of the refreshments and things of that sort. And then there are other historically themed Christmas events coming up through the holidays that we sort of itemize in the cover story in this week's Weekender section.
Moving on to the Norton Center for the Arts, Kentuckian Winona Judd will play her holiday show. I'm assuming she's going to do maybe mostly Christmas theme songs. Do you think she'll do any other songs?
I'm sure she will, because she's got new music coming out. And sort of an interesting thing that Walter Tunis talked to her about was that she went into the studio to record a new album, and her label kind of said, we like you, Winona, and all that, but this is boring, and this is really safe, and it's what you've been doing before. And she talked to him about how she kind of, that woke her up, that she had gotten into a bit of a rut in her recording style and her writing style. And so so she went back into the studio and sort of changed things up, and has come out with a bit of a new sound, a more of a raucous sound, and that's what she'll be bringing to the Norton Center this week. So if you feel like you've seen Winona before and seen and heard it all, this might be a show to go catch and sort of see a new side of Winona.
And finally, it wouldn't be Christmas season without Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Live, yes. It's, this seems to be the new thing that both regional and national production companies are taking these holiday classics that we tune in each year. The Lexington Children's Theater will have their second weekend of Charlie Brown Christmas coming up this week at the Opera House, and the EKU Center is bringing in a production of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, trying to bring that classic Christmas cartoon to life. And so you'll have that on stage, as well as a slew of other holiday events. There are only two real weekends between Thanksgiving and Christmas. There is the weekend of the 19th, but school starts letting out and people start taking off and stuff. So a lot of area arts groups really aim to present their Christmas events within these two weekends coming up. So a good time to thumb through calendars and really look for stuff to make sure. There are Messiahs coming up. There's the University of Kentucky Christmas Collage coming up. There are Christmas plays by several organizations. So it's a real time to look around and try to make sure you don't miss something you really want to see.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you so much.
Thank you.